This is 1A. I'm Joshua Johnson in Washington. You probably have an opinion, as an American, on what our president did in calling his counterpart in Ukraine. But what do Ukrainians think about what their president did? That nation rarely makes headlines here, but it's been a focus of U.S. foreign policy for some time now. That's part of what acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney discussed with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Ukraine, by the way, Chris, is so bad in Ukraine that in 2014, Congress passed a law requiring us to make sure that corruption was moving in the right direction. So corruption's a big deal. Everybody knows it. The president was also concerned about whether or not other nations, specifically European nations, were helping with foreign aid to the Ukraine as well. We've talked about that for quite a while now.
That was Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney speaking with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. Let's get a perspective of the impeachment inquiry from a journalist who's a little closer to Kiev. Joining us here in studio is Nastya Stonko, a reporter for the Ukrainian public television station Hromadska. Nastya, welcome to 1A.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be glad to get your questions for Nastya in the time that we have. We're just going to discuss it for this first segment, so feel free to email us, 1A@WAMU.org, comment on our Facebook page, or tweet us at 1A. Nastya, the impeachment inquiry and this phone call is really big news here in the U.S. What about in Ukraine? Are Ukrainians really paying attention to this story like we are?
No, not so much. We have another main news here there in Ukraine. The war in Donbas, peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia, because our new president Zelensky said that he wanna be that guy that tried to finish the war for 1 year in like peaceful way. Something like this. And this is very important now for us. But what's happened here in U.S. is also important, but not so much as here in U.S.
Clarify that a little bit in terms of where that war stands. For those of us who haven't been paying that much attention, what's going on right now?
The war's still going on. It's in the eastern part of Ukraine. We called it Donbas area. And it's hot conflict still now because 1-2 soldiers every day kill, and sometimes civilians also.
With regard to the impeachment inquiry, for those Ukrainians who are paying attention to it, what are they saying? Is it important? Is it not important? Are they concerned? Are they not really worrying about it? What is the conversation like?
I will say like this, it's a complicated case for Ukrainians because for us, for example, case with Burisma, this company where the son of Biden worked, it's a very old case, you know, and nobody care now about this, of course. But, for example, when I see the news here in US, I also worry about, as a citizen of Ukraine, for example, why you not want to talk? Why we need this military aid? Why we need this support? Because, for example, the war in Donbas in eastern part of Ukraine is like the main case which Ukrainians want to the president that he should finish it, and this is the main problem. We always say that we have two wars: one war against corruption, and another war in the east part of Ukraine with Russia. And if we are talking about this military aid, Ukraine can't stay against Russia by ourselves. We need this support from U.S. and for another Western partners, as, for example, Germany or France. And that's why I'm worried why you not want to talk about this, what's happening in the eastern part of Ukraine now, for example.
With regards to that, just to clarify that a little bit, and the importance of this military aid. Hypothetically, if this aid did not come, what would that mean for Ukraine as it relates to this war? Would this mean that Russia would try to annex more territory? Like, what would that mean on the ground if this aid did not come?
Now we are in the process of peace agreement. And of course, this is about diplomatic way to finish the conflict. But it's always can just failed, you know, this peace agreement, and we will have another hot spot, for example, or more killed people in the front line or something like this, as it was before, Like, we have war for already 5 years. And that's why we need this military aid, like, to show Russia that we have weapon to protect ourselves.
Just in case the peace deal doesn't come through.
Of course.
What about the impeachment inquiry as it relates to the president, Volodymyr Zelensky? Has this affected his public image? He's fairly new in office. I believe he's only been in office for like 5 months now?
From the end of May.
Yeah, so in almost 5 months. Has this impeachment inquiry affected people's perceptions of the president?
You know, he is a comedian guy. He came to the president office from the comedy where he played the role of the president. And it's very funny, but it's reality in Ukraine.
He was an actor pretending to be president, and
yes,
then he got elected president.
Yes, 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 it's true. And it's a show called Servant of the People. And now we have the biggest party in the parliament, which called Servant of the People. And yeah, it's like when show became reality, mm-hmm. something like this. And people don't very focus on US, but you know, when, for example, why it's very important for Ukraine, because when it was, for example, when Vice President Biden came to Ukraine, former Vice President Biden came to Ukraine, and U.S. embassy supported, to, for example, independent media in Ukraine as we are, or anti-corruption activists in Ukraine, because, for example, we have now new organizations, government organizations, as, for example, Anti-Corruption Bureau or Anti-Corruption Court, and without support of U.S., I think we didn't have these structures. But why we need this, as I said, we are fighting also with corruption. It's high-level corruption. And now I worry if it will be this organization. Because, you know, new president can say, why we should listen to U.S. embassy or U.S. government when they're also corrupt and think about their self and think about their own interest and all of these things.
I'm actually glad you brought that up, because that gets right to a question one of our listeners asked. Cliff wrote on our Facebook page, how can Zelensky survive as an anti-corruption president when he's knee-deep in Trump's lies and cover-up? How much does this affect President Zelensky?
You know, I think that everyone read this phone call conversation, and Zelensky said about this 100% my person. I mean, general prosecutor, new general prosecutor, and for Ukrainians, as I said, very important to find justice and to believe that people who are corrupted, I mean, high-level corruption, they will be punished. And now many people are worried if only corrupted people will be punished, or the enemy, for example, of our big oligarch Kolomoisky will be punished because he's the enemy of our former president. And we have now, like, near 10 cases against former president because of corruption.
So he was aligned with Petro Poroshenko, the former president, but he's still around. So the question is whether he will face justice now that there's a new president.
Yeah, and it will be, like, Ukrainians think, it will be justice, and if this case, which are open, it's real cases, or it's because he is an enemy of oligarch who is very close to Zelensky, to new president, you know? And Zelensky said when he became president that, yeah, he want to fight with corruption. And now we don't see something which can worry us, but maybe everything can be.
Mick Mulvaney, in that clip we played earlier, mentioned corruption in Ukraine. You've been working to try to expose government corruption there. What's it been like for you working as a journalist in Ukraine, in and around Kyiv, trying to expose this corruption? As I understand it, it's been pretty tough.
Not only corruption, but also to cover the war in Donbas is very tough. Because, for example, when it was a period of President Poroshenko, he was the president who said that you shouldn't investigate corruption in the government or in the president, in the office of the president, because we are fighting with the enemy and you should stay with us. If you investigate something against us, you help Russia, our enemy, to win in this war. You understand me? Like, you are hand of Kremlin. Kremlin can use it in its own propaganda.
Kind of subdivision against the government.
Yeah, and that's why don't do this. Don't say all the truth. Maybe we will say all the truth when we will win in this war. But we don't know when it will happen, you know. And some bad things happen already in Ukraine. I mean, like corruption, for example.
Very briefly, before I let you go, are you hopeful that things will improve in Ukraine?
I think that we are in a very difficult situation now. And, for example, we understand that why Zelensky told these things in this phone conversation. Because we can't be without support of U.S. Doesn't matter who will be the president of U.S., you know, but we need this support.
Nastya Stanko, a broadcast journalist for Hromadska, a public TV station based in Kiev, Ukraine. Nastya, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Coming up, we'll switch gears and share some of your stories about the fertility industry. A new podcast explores what happens when things go very, very wrong. I'm Joshua Johnson, glad to be with you, and you're listening to 1A from WAMU and NPR.